Warning, the following program may contain gratuitous amounts of dancing like an Italian plumber. Ask your doctor before listening in to make sure that dancing like an Italian plumber is right for you.
Do the Mario, swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario, take one step, and then again, let's do the Mario all together now. You got it. It's the Mario. Do the Mario, swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario, take one step, and then again, let's do the Mario all together now. Come on now, just like that.
And with what is probably the shortest intro song yet past us, that's right, it's time for the one, the only, Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, here on radio.dominican.edu. And I am, of course, your host, Dr. Novella, here to provide you with the best in novelty music and news. And hey guys, by the looks of the amount of scripts that I have, this is our 10th episode of the Novelty Hour. Man, time flies by when you're having fun, you know. Yeah, it's just, you know, the to think that, you know, we've gotten this far, and you know, here's to 10 more. And then 10 after that. And then 10 after that. And then 10 after that. So, anyway, I hope all you guys are doing good. And we're going to have a good time. So, with that, let's move on to our first piece of novelty music. So, for our first song, we're going to head on over to the wonderful world of Tenacious D. So, for any of you who have not heard of them, they are they're a band. They were formed in 1991 by Jack Black and Kyle Gass. And they have a style known to us by some critics as a mock rock. You know, with just the perfect blend of hard rock and roll and absurdist humor. That's really the best word you can put it. You know, these guys are great. You know, they had a movie that was like 2006, the Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny. That was pretty funny from what I've seen. I haven't actually seen all of that, but I've seen bits of it, but I haven't seen the whole one. I need to do that someday. From what I heard, it's pretty funny, so. But that's not what we're doing right now. So, this first song was released in July 16th, 2002, and the first single on their self-titled debut album. So, here it is. It might not be the best song in the world, or the greatest, or anything like that. But you know what? That's only because it's only the tribute.
This is it, buddy.
Wait, this is the awesome recording studio where we're going to record our album?
It's a studio. It says it on the door. It's official studio.
This is one of those lame karaoke things.
Okay, you want to bail? Go ahead. You want to walk away from your dreams, or do you want to come in here with me, like the Tenacious D I know, and change rock history?
Okay.
See, man, they got headphones and everything.
Oh, wow, cool.
Sorry. See, no, look, dude, they got to record other people's songs.
Yeah, well, that's where a little studio engineering comes in handy, my hard rockin' amigo.
What? Ah. Dude. Oh.
Light.
This is the greatest and best song in the world. Tribute. Long time ago, me and my brother Kyle here, we was hitchhiking down a long and lonesome road. All of a sudden, there shined a shiny demon in the middle of the road. And he said,
play the best song in the world, or I'll eat yourself.
Well, me and Kyle, we looked at each other, and we each said, okay. And we played the first thing that came to our heads. Just so happened to be the best song in the world. It was the best song in the world. Look into my eyes and it's easy to see. One and one make two, two and one make three. It was destiny. Once every 100,000 years or so, when the sun does shine and the moon does glow and the grass does grow. Needless to say, the beast was stunned. A whip crack went his rumpy tail, and the beast was done. He asked us,
be you angels?
And we said, nay, we are but men. Just a tribute. Couldn't remember the greatest song in the world. Yeah, no, this is a tribute.
To the greatest song in the world. All right. It was the greatest song in the world.
And the peculiar thing is this, my friends. The song we sang on that fateful night, it didn't actually sound anything like this song. This is just a tribute. You gotta believe it, and I wish you were there. Just a matter of opinion. Good God, God love you. I'm so surprised to find you can't stop here. I'm falling to the outbound rich motherfucker.
Gotta love those two. Wonderful song. Anywho, so now it's time for our first piece of novelty news, where I find articles from around the world where it helps show you just how silly the world can be. So, our first story comes from Indianapolis, where a man crashed his car into a family's home last Thursday. And upon doing so, the only thing the man did was ask if they wanted some pizza. The guy was interrogated by the police, and he admitted he had drinking about five or so beers while he was waiting for his pizza to be made. And so then he got into his car, and then, beer and car don't usually go well together. And then he ended up crashing through the wall of a family's home. And while no one was hurt, that the damages to the house are estimated to be over the $30,000. So, well, while it was nice of the guy to, you know, offer his food, the I can't imagine anyone in the house was in the mood for a pizza. You know, it's kind of hard to be hungry when your wall has been replaced by a drunken man's vehicle. Still, you know, I think there's something we can all learn from this. That is, that this is what happens when the pizza man is late. So remember that, all you pizza people. You never know when the person you're serving to may or may not be getting drunk because of your delays. So get on it. They don't call it 30 minutes or less for nothing. So, for any of you new here, before we hit break, yes, the rumors you have heard are true. I do indeed have a Facebook page. You can go to Facebook, look up Dr. Novella, the Novella. There you can like the page. Post comments, maybe something you like, think maybe it might be worth being in the show. Sometimes I post things I think are funny or whatever. And most importantly, at the end of each part before we go to break, I post a question, generally based off the news article I told. You guys can post your answers on the page during the break, and if I like it, I'll read it out on the air. So, you know, it's kind of like being famous, you know, but not. At least not now. Maybe someday in the future it'll be worthy of being called such a term, but until then. So, you're probably wondering, what wonderful question could Dr. Novella possibly have? Well, I know it is indeed a question. However, it requires more than just the article. For, you see, after figuring out why I couldn't play it last week, also known as I used the wrong file, I finally got the commercial I made for this show ready. So, I'm going to play this commercial. I worked really hard on it. I hope you guys liked it. I know the radio teacher liked it. And if I get some good stuff from you guys, you know, anything you think needs to be fixed, I can do that. And then I'll send it to the rest of the Dominican radio DJs for them to play it during their breaks so we can spread the word of Novella. Sounds like a wonderful idea, doesn't it? I don't know about you, but I'm seeing it as an awesome idea. So, simple enough. All I want to know is what you guys think of the commercial. What you think about it, if it's good or not, I want to know. And with that, we will be right back here on Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour. Here on radio.dominican.edu. Hello everyone, this is Dr. Novella, and I'm here to tell you about my show, Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, where every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m., I give you the best in novelty music, with artists like Weird Al and Jonathan Colton, and novelty news where I tell you just how funny the world can be. So if you want a show all about the laughs and a good time, by the time you're done, you'll be going, then tune in to me, Dr. Novella, on Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. here on radio.dominican.edu.
To the rain.
Alrighty, welcome back to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. And I am, of course, your host, Dr. Novella. So, let's see if we had any answers to my question. So, for those of you who just missed it, during the break, I had played the commercial that I had made to give out to the other DJs to play during theirs for my show. So I wanted to hear what you guys thought about it. So we got one person here, Diane. Also someone who may or may not be my dear sweet mother. Who thought it sounded great. I certainly appreciate it. Glad to know you like it. Anyone else? No? Not even a Justin? Be all like,
you're so funny.
You know, not even anything like that. It's Moo Cow. I mean, I know at least one person who usually watches is doing something, but whatever. So, with that, let's move on to our next song. So, this song comes from the internet group, the Pope Friction, and in another ways this is interesting. You know, first off, it's a chance to really look at the future, I think, of entertainment, because this isn't like on an album or anything. This is a high-quality song and music video that was just made and released on the internet. It's not like I can be like, oh, yeah, you find it. No, you got to go on YouTube and you got to go to iTunes to find it. So, that's always interesting to see the future of entertainment. And then, not all of my songs are just from, specific albums or people and all that, just things on the internet. There's a plethora of novelty music you can find on the internet that are made by people, and it's quite interesting. And this serves the double purpose of giving me a quick opportunity to talk about the fact that the Nintendo Wii U is coming out. In fact, I believe it already did. And, of course, with the release of the Wii U, we have the beginning of the next generation of video game consoles. And, it's always good when we move on to the next chapter of history to look back, see just how far video games have gone. Because sometimes I think people don't necessarily realize, especially the younger people, you don't necessarily realize just how far back gaming goes. To say exactly when it started is kind of difficult. There are newer people who claim to be the first video game. Probably the most well known to be mentioned, which would mention would be the Space War in the early 1960s. So, made by the people at MIT and all that. So, we're talking about like 40 plus years at least of history, and then how could we look at this without a 4-hour session, as interesting as that would be. The answer is, of course, with song. So here it is. Everyone's favorite parody of Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. The We Didn't Start the Fire.
Video games.
Microsoft shooter games.
Band in Britain.
Massively multiplayer online
games.
Marriage to Nene is just...
just the next step in video gaming.
Alrighty, hope you guys enjoyed the song. And with that, it's time to go to another piece of novelty news, where I find articles from around the world to help show you just how silly the world can be. So, it's where, you know, the last week had a bunch of, you know, stuff from outside the world. You know, which is like, you know, kind of the point. Seems like this time all this weird stuff I'm finding is like in America. You know, then again, you know, between the election and all that, you know, plenty of opportunities for people to act crazy. For instance, we have, like, here in Arizona, where on election day, you know, everyone voting and all this kind of stuff, and this wife, you know, she was freaking out. You know, she was a Romney supporter. Talking to everyone, hey, come on, we gotta go vote and all that. And apparently, her husband had not voted. So, there are numerous things you can do, that could spread the same message of, hey, you should really vote. You could talk to them, maybe make some flyers, like make them listen to some speeches or whatever. You got plenty of options. This lady, however, decided the only answer was to run over her husband. So he was sent to the hospital. He was in critical condition, but he is expected to make it. So the police say that the husband had told his wife she'd become angry over his lack of voter participation. And the witnesses reported that the argument broke out Saturday morning in the parking lot and ended up escalating. Then lady ends up chasing her husband around the lot with the car, yelling at him as he tries to hide behind a light pole. And he was struck after attempting to flee to a nearby street. I mean, come on, lady. Really? You know, it comes to a certain point where, you know, maybe we're pushing this a bit. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. It's important to vote. You know, I'm not saying you shouldn't. But when your argument for voting is vote or I'm going to run you over with a car, you know, maybe we need to tone it down a bit. Just imagine being chased around a lot with a car. You're going to vote, honey, or I'll break your legs. You know, it's like, seriously. I just hope if I ever get married and forget to vote for whatever reason, you know, I don't have to deal with this, you know. I have to go to work. Like why couldn't you make work? Well, you know, usual wife trying to run me over. I suppose you have a great dinner party conversations, I suppose. But anywho, with that, it's almost time for break. However, before that, for any of you who just popped up, you are, of course, watching Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. And yes, you've heard it right in the press. I do indeed have a Facebook page. You can go on it. You're on Facebook, search for my name, Dr. Novella, Novella. Now like the page, you post comments, you know, stuff you like, stuff you don't. You know, sometimes I'll post things I think are funny on there. And most importantly, during the show, I will ask questions. Generally based off the article I was reading, I want you guys to post your answers on the Facebook page. And if I like them, I'll read it out loud on the show. So, you know, it's like being famous. except not. So, with that, what I want to know is, if you got trying to run over someone over, like your husband or wife or whatever, you got caught trying to run them over, what would it be for? So to restate, if you were caught running someone over, whether it be your husband or wife or whatever, if you were caught doing that, what would be the reason you were running them over? And with that, we will be right back here on Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, here on radio.dominican.edu.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
Cast a spell on me, you hit me like the sky fell on me, and I decided you look well on me, so let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me.
Turn the lights out now, now I'll take you by the hand, hand you another drink, drink it if you can. Can you spend a little time, time is slipping away, away from us, so stay, stay with me, I can make you glad you came.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came, I'm glad you came. You cast a spell on me, you hit me like the sky fell on me, and I decided you look well on me, so let's go somewhere no one else can see you and me.
Turn the lights out now, now I'll take you by the hand, hand you another drink, drink it if you can. Can you spend a little time, time is slipping away, away from us, so stay, stay with me, I can make you glad you came.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came, I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came,
Uno, dos, tres.
It's been a really, really messed up week. 7 days of torture, seven.
Alrighty. Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. So, let's look at our various responses to my question. If any of you were not here, this is a recap. Asking the if you were caught running over someone with a car, whether it be your husband, your wife, friend, anything, why would you be doing it? So let's see what we got. We got quite a bit of answers here. So we got Garrett. Nasty, you're back. And so let's see. He says he remembers him for not liking Darth Vader as much as we do. Truly, I could think of no better answer. In fact, Eric does actually disagree with this, however, saying that running them over with a car is too good for a hater Vader. Hate Vader hater. Blah. And that is indeed true. So then we have Eric again, who claims that the reason would be to say I love you in a very special way. I would say that's definitely one lucky gal you got there. One lucky guy, whatever. And finally, we have Diane, who claims that it would involve getting a toaster bought for their wedding anniversary. Once again, I think I'm agreeing with the previous one where the running over the car may be too good for them. But with that, let us move on to our next song. So, this song comes to us from the comedy rock duo Barnes & Barnes, featured in their 1980 album Vol Valhalla. It's often been played on the Dr. Demento Show and is the second most honored song in Demento Show history. So, you know, with a song like this, you know. In fact, this video was named one of the top 100 videos, the music video for it was named one of the top 100 videos of all times by the Rolling Stone magazine. So here it is, everyone's favorite melody of the wonderful world of heads and the many things you can do with them underwater. Here it is, Barnes & Barnes, Fish Heads.
Get it in.
Fish heads, roly poly fish heads, roly
all. They don't wear sweaters. They're not good dancers.
They don't play drums.
Fish egg, fish egg, roly poly fish egg, fish egg, fish egg, eat them up, yum.
Roly poly fish heads are never seen drinking cappuccino in Italian restaurants with Oriental women.
You're welcome. I just thought you'd like to know that. I love this job sometimes. I think it is time for us to move to our next piece of novelty news. So, this next one comes from Uganda, who, as anyone may have heard if they look hard enough, are not exactly the nicest place to live. You know, and an excellent example comes from a parliamentary speaker who wanted to pass a anti-gay law and present it to the Ugandan people, as she puts it, as a Christmas gift. Now, yeah, I know some people may have differences in opinions, and I'm personally in no mood for an argument. You know, I mentioned this last week. But, yeah, I don't know, you, this is kind of pushing it. It's like, you know, Merry Christmas. We're going to discriminate a bunch of you. Yay. This is like, I mean, you know, if you want to pass laws or whatever, you know, that's your right. You're your country and all that. You know, but you know, this is just like just the way they put it. Like you know, just you know, like, oh yeah, these people will love our discriminatory laws so much we'll call it a Christmas gift. Like, really? Yeah, I think that's a bit of a low blow. You know. Yeah, I'm feeling a bunch of their laws are probably unfitting to be called a Christmas gift. But, it's just, I don't even know what to say, really. You know, there's an example of, you know, of people at their worst, really. In my opinion, we're coming up towards the end here. Tempted to ask a question, though I know we'd have to have a slightly shorter break, because I do like playing something at the end before we go and all that. But suppose. We can take a quick break just to ask a question. And then after that, we'll play the song, we'll play our ending song going away. And then actually, since Garrett is listening now, I'm going to play also the ad. the commercial that I had made. So yeah. So actually, yeah, that's how I'm going to end it. I'm going to end it with that commercial again. So we're going to take a quick break. What I want to know is if you wanted to give someone a Christmas present that you don't like, what would you give them? And with that, we'll be right back here on Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, here on radio.dominican.edu. Alrighty, and welcome back. I know it's kind of a short break. I'm sorry if anyone's halfway through typing their answers, haven't put it in, but having so much fun, I do sometimes lose a little track of the time. My bad. We do have a answer to my question of if you wanted to send a Christmas present for someone you didn't like, what would it be? So Garrett would send them a sign-up form to the Galactic Republic so he can crush their forces with his Death Star. Yeah, that'll do it. it'd have to be one of those multiple boxes things. It's like you open up, inside it's a box. Inside that is another box. And then there's another box. And then there is a little piece of paper. Like, yay, Merry Christmas. Go sign up for the Republic so I can, like, come in and destroy all ya. Yeah. Sounds like a good time for everyone. Oh, what's this? We got one more answer before we go. So, according to my little brother, Justin, he says that he would give them the song Cobra Cabana Skipping. Just because of that, Justin, I'm going to have to play that song eventually. I don't know when, but it will happen. It will happen, I assure you. So, that's all we have for today. I hope all of you enjoyed watching. And before we go, I'm going to play my commercial one more time in case for any of you late people who still want to hear it. Now, I hope you guys had a good time. I will see you next week here on Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, here on radio.dominican.edu. Good night, everybody. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Novella, and I'm here to tell you about my show, Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, where every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m., I give you the best in novelty music, with artists like Weird Al and Jonathan Colton, and novelty news where I tell you just how funny the world can be. So if you want a show all about the laughs and a good time, by the time you're done, you'll be going, then tune in to me, Dr. Novella, on Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. here on radio.dominican.edu.